NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, where today there has been another explosion, an explosion that appears to have claimed many civilian lives. Anne, what can you tell us about this blast?
At 6 p.m., according to eyewitnesses, there was an explosion in a packed open marketplace in a poor neighborhood called Shula. It's a Shiite neighborhood. People were buying vegetables and bits and bobs. According to one eyewitness, he looked up. He saw fighter planes overhead. Minutes later, there was an explosion. There were estimated to be 54 dead and more than 47 injured. The explosion took out open stalls. Shrapnel went through the metal gates of a nearby house, killing three young boys. The neighborhood is devastated. They believe that it was an American bomb.
And where does the estimate of 54 dead and 47 wounded come from?
The 54 dead, 47 wounded came from the hospital staff at the Al-Noor Hospital where the victims were taken.
When the earlier explosion this week hit, that was a completely different marketplace. We should distinguish that. When that took place, U.S. defense officials directed us to the crater, whatever was left of the explosion, which they said would indicate whether or not it might have been one sort of ordnance or another. What do you know about the crater of this explosion?
All I can tell you is the crater was about 5 feet in diameter, maybe about 4 feet deep, not that large. I mean, it certainly did not look like a missile. I asked eyewitnesses, was it possible that it was an Iraqi surface-to-air missile? After all, there had been fighter jets in the air. And there are mobile vans, trucks carrying surface-to-air missiles. I didn't see them in that particular area, but I've seen them not that far from there. They said, no, it was an American bomb.
Have the Iraqi authorities gone on the air there with their reports of this incident?
I haven't seen the Iraqi reports, but certainly the Ministry of Information informed us of it. And instead of telling us that we had to go in buses, which is our usual mode of transport these days, they said, no, you can go on your own. They clearly wanted us at the site. They wanted us to interview the victims.
What did you hear, apart from descriptions of what had happened? What else did the witnesses have to say about it?
Well, the doctors, one doctor in particular, was overwhelmed and said, you know, these are civilians, these are ordinary people, why is this happening? Another man in the marketplace pointed at the crater and said, you call this democracy? Most of the people were simply in shock. And one man said, don't pay attention to the victims. This isn't important now because what is important is that we will have victory.
And you've reported over the past few days that people in Baghdad had at least come to trust the accuracy of U.S. ordnance. They were out and about in the city assuming that U.S. missiles and bombs were hitting their targets. From what you've described in this case, people did seem to be out at the market, not cowering at home.
Well, in the last few days, I think especially as people realized that this is going to go on for a long time, came out and, were shopping. And the stores opened up a little bit in the last couple of days. There's been more traffic. And in fact, Iraqis are pretty confident of the accuracy of American bombs. For the most part, they have targeted only government, military, and security installations.
Anne Garrels, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.